Everything's running smoothly.
Yo, 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 what is going on? Happy Friday. Yippee fry, yay, on your KC Morning Show. My name is Hartzell Kitty.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
How you doing?
I'm feeling pretty Gucci.
Conditions are ideal. This Friday show brought to you by Charlie Hustle. Our friends at Charlie Hustle. KCMS20, that is your promo code. 20% off in-store and online.
Do I look cute in my Charlie Hustle?
You always look good. We got those boat shirts on the way.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show.
I should get a boat necklace like T-Swizzle.
October 9th, Friday, October 9th. Your high today is going to be a solid 84.
How
degrees.
Is it going to be 84 and we have no UV index?
Okay. I was looking at the UV index for the nighttime. Of course, it'd be a 0 out of 10 at night because there's no sun. Your UV index is a 5 today, Kitty. I'm so stupid.
Oh, so I could get some freckles popping today.
You could. So there you go. Your weather dealio on your KC Morning Show. I took Thursday off. I was tired. Took a little vocal rest. Sporting got the best out of me Wednesday night, which that's good because, you know, when we win, I'm okay if we get beat up. But what you been doing?
Finished my first college class.
Look at you. Look at you.
Yeah.
It's excellent.
I finished with a 95 out of 90. So
now, how is it already done? It's already like we're not.
It was an 8-week course. Oh. It was pretty good though. So that ended.
Did you learn a lot? What is a 8-week class? Like, what do you learn in that short amount of time?
Well, this one was honestly how to college. So, to be honest, I did not want to take this class. And then when I was reading the bio about it, the teacher had written in there, you know, like, this is the class you will actively participate in. Like, your cameras will be on. And I was like, oh, great. And it was my Wednesday class. So I would have this class at like 6 p.m., you know, total just kink in the week.
Mm-hmm, just totally out of the way.
And it turned into my favorite class. And actually, you know, on my last evening when I was logging off the Zoom call, I said, bye, I love you.
Oh.
I meant it. It wasn't an accident. I meant it.
So you had a good time. That's awesome. Good for you.
So, you know,
Kitty, that's what I'm talking about.
You know, she actually wants to go into podcasting. So, Stacy, you know, keep in touch.
Hey, you don't have to kiss any more ass. The class is over. You know that, right?
But again, she wants to join the biz, as they say.
A lot of folks, these easy like college 100 classes, they just, you know, they totally bang it.
Oh my God.
And then they wish they had an easy A come year 3 or 4. Hartzell,
the amount of people that got dropped from my college 100 class.
Like, what are you doing? See?
That's so dumb. Lasted typically an hour or so, sometimes less. Several people got dropped within the first few weeks because they just weren't showing up or whatever.
And they're going to wish they had that easy A.
And they're going to have to take that again.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. So how long would it take you to finish?
Oh, I used to do 18 hours every semester. That was like my average.
So one semester, if you were to do that, say, that's less than a year, Hartzell.
Yeah, but again, you know, I got stuff to do. You know, I have
so much
Star Wars to play.
You are afraid of turning 30, right?
Why is this?
Right?
What is this transition?
Right?
Why are you doing this right now?
Either way, you're going to be 30 next year. You could be 30 and have those 18 credit hours under your belt, fool. You could.
Yeah, it could have a lot of things, you know?
You could totally do a spring semester.
I'll think about it. I'm proud of you. That's the moral of this story is that, you know what, my dumbass, I can talk in circles. You actually did the damn thing. You're doing it. Still doing it. I'm proud of you. What do you want to do? We haven't actually really had this conversation.
Oh, don't ask that.
Come on. What do you want to do?
I don't know.
What do you want to do when you grow up, Kitty?
We have talked about this. Remember we were talking about Sean and how I've got that hookup over at Fox 4?
Okay. Well, in that case, has it changed at all? Like, you are back in school now. You have the chance to make these dreams realities.
I mean, I still, Kitty. I want to do this, basically. That's what I've told everyone. That's what I told my girl, Stacy. You know, I like the podcast, you know, I like the radio, I like behind the scenes stuff. I don't even know what I could do that would be outrageous at this point to get me famous.
You gotta find that news headline.
Oh yeah.
What is that?
Break the internet.
Oh, well, Kitty, speaking of breaking the internet, you just teed us up with a hell of a transition, breaking the internet. We saw the video of my guy on the board listening to Fleetwood Mac. I'm sure you've seen it. What was he drinking?
Cran raspberry.
My guy. I love it. And I've seen a lot of like Gen Z's now are discovering Fleetwood Mac for the first time. Welcome. Check out the Rumors album. You're going to love it. That just kind of got me in a music mood this week, you know. And I went to the radio station last night, Kitty, to see if my key card still works. It does. Let's go. Still works, baby.
Didn't make the birthday list, but that key card.
Wow, you really... I thought we agreed to never talk about that again. Okay.
I'm sorry. I won't tell anyone that you cried.
Birthday list.
I'm just including right now.
I miss New Music Fridays. We used to do what was called Mail Day on the Church of Laszlo, where we played new songs, and if you liked it, we kept playing it, and if you didn't, we just throw it in the trash. Literally. I gotta think of a new name. We can steal the gimmick. We just gotta think of a name that's similar but not the exact. So they did Mail Day. Kitty, what can we call ours? Mail's here.
Mail time.
Mail time.
Mail time.
The mail's here. Come on.
Love me some Blue's Clues.
See, now it's a pop culture thing and we're allowed to do it. It's now public domain, so it's not stealing. See, that is what we call a workaround in the business. So on Fridays, I think, Kitty, we're going to do this. We're going to do Mails Here. We're going to play some new songs, see if you like them. It's what I'm listening to at the moment. Maybe you dig it, maybe you don't. And if you got some stuff, you can hit us up on them socials at the Casey Morning Show on Instagram and at Casey Morning Show everywhere else. How about that? I think that's a workaround. Did we just workshop that?
Yeah. If you're going to send us something cool like music or whatever, awesome, dope, can't wait. If you're going to say something mean to us, please don't.
Please don't. Because here's the thing. I never checked that stuff. That was always Pete's job. And then I told Kitty that was going to be her job. Well, come to find out, she's actually maybe just as bad, if not worse at that than I am. So, yeah, be gentle to us. Be gentle.
We're people too.
Let's knock out a few of these. Mail's here. Let's start with this band first. Future Islands. I know you love this band. I love this band. Y'all may have heard this one. This was called Seasons. This is that track a couple albums ago. It was on commercials. It was on video games.
I do like Future Islands a lot, but I'm not going to lie. Sometimes my silly little brain gets them mixed up with The Lonely Island.
It happens. It's okay.
Andy Samberg.
I could see Andy Samberg listening to this. I could see him vibing to this.
I could see him. I would love to see Andy Samberg dancing to this song, like TikTok style.
So I'm a huge Future Islands fan. They have new music out. Their new album came out today. It's called As Long As You Are. So I'm going to play a little bit of this. This is off of the new record. It's called For Sure, It's Future Islands. Oh, I like that. Oh, I like that a lot. Future Islands, that is called For Sure. I was about to do a whole thing. I was about to say Future Islands on The Alternative or 96.5 The Buzz, but I don't do that anymore. That was, sorry. I just got a little tingly because that was just muscle memory. Oh, I miss it, don't I? Damn. Anyway, Future Islands, new music. I'm a big fan. You should listen to that. Kitty, what you got?
All right. So since you brought this up with Stevie Nicks and Fleetwood Mac, I think it's only fair to mention that Stevie Nicks has a new song out.
All right. What is this, Kitty?
It's called Show Them the Way.
New Stevie Nicks.
I don't know if it was 1960 or 1963. Everything was timeless, even me.
There are two official versions of the song that have been released. She originally actually wrote it in 2008 in Illinois. On the acoustic version, Dave Grohl is on the drums.
Really?
Yes. Okay. In the song, she is citing Martin Luther King Jr., John Lewis, John F. Kennedy. She's looking for guidance. The song was inspired by a real dream that Nicks had, where she was playing a benefit in the Hamptons, preparing herself to sing for the likes of MLK Jr., Lewis, and the Kennedys.
Here, let me listen to this.
On this day, spirits all give them the strength. Peace can come if you really want it. I sat at the piano, dead out of the shadow.
I don't hate that. I see you, Stevie. What was that song called? one more time?
Show them the way.
Show them the way. Okay. You like this? You want to keep going? I got a couple more if you want to keep going.
Yeah, I'm having fun.
Okay. I like this. We're having a good time. Let's do another one. John Lennon would have been 80 today. This is his 80th birthday. So some new music is coming out. Some new material, that is. A collection of remixed solo material. It's called Gimme Some Truth. It's got John Lennon doing a very rare Beatles cover. He's doing Come Together. This came, let's see, August 30th, 1972, New York City, Madison Square Garden. You can hear this on Give Me Some Truth. John Lennon's Give Me Some Truth, out today. Very excited to check that out.
I know you. You know me.
Let's go.
One thing I can tell you is you got to be free. Come together.
Yes, please.
Right now. Over me.
What you got, Kitty? You got one more?
I do. I have one more song for you.
Give me one more.
This one, I specifically turned the notifications on from this band this week on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wanted to know as soon as it was going down. Rainbow Kitten Surprise.
I was hoping you're going to pull this one up. This is so good. Here, let me get it pulled
called
up for you.
Our Song.
These ain't our own songs. We get along well. Y'all hearing wedding bells.
It's 2 minutes of bliss.
Bliss, you say, okay.
Yes, with stops and starts, it's full of feet-tapping rhythms that end too soon.
Listen at you just giving this Pitchfork review, okay.
Yes. Uh-huh. You know, I love short songs because it always leaves me wanting more.
Mm-hmm.
And I always want more from Rainbow Kitten Surprise.
Wow, look at you. What a tease. Are you auditioning for a job right now? Are you trying to be a music reviewer?
Personally, I did always want to bring back MTV, if that's a thing. Anyone knows how to set that up? Keep your ears and eyes peeled, y'all.
A fan. You know we both love that band, Rainbow Kitten Surprise.
I saw them at the Truman.
Oh, how good was that show? I bet that
so
was amazing, wasn't
good.
It? You good with like just one more? I'm having a good time. Is that all right? Can we do one more?
Yeah.
All right. Matt Berninger. So this guy is the lead singer of The National. You know that band?
Love.
Big, big fan of The National.
His voice
is one of my favorites of all time. So he has a solo record out. First time doing this. Serpentine
what?
Prison. Uh-huh. This right here is One More Second.
Baby, don't lie to me. You know that I believe you. Always in love with someone. If it ain't me, come on. Just give me a little more time. Give me a little bit of warning. Baby, I'm gonna be fine.
Oh my God, I'm gonna love that.
I'm not gonna lie,
I cannot wait to listen to this on repeat.
I straight up.
You feeling something?
I just immediately went and pre-saved this album.
This is amazing.
I am.
Tell me what you're
in awe.
Yeah, so we're going to keep doing this. We're going to keep doing...
Serpentine Prison, man. Are you kidding me? I love this.
We're going to keep doing new music on Fridays, I think.
That's good.
Yeah, no, I loved all of this. Okay, yeah, so there you go. You got some stuff to check out this weekend.
Mail's here!
Friday, October 9th. Shall we do the news, Kitty?
Let's do it.
The news!
In other news,
this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Let's go, let's go! It's your KC Morning Show. My name is Hartzell. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, Kitty's about to freestyle your news!
Yep.
Ready to go? How was that? That was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
Not the worst intro. I'm vamping for you, dotting your I's and crossing them T's. Kitty, are you ready to go?
Yeah.
A 5, 6, 7, 8, go!
Chiefs, again with 4 straight wins. Our mans don't stop. We got that Missouri cream of the crop. Speaking of the got, if you have it, sit your ass down. COVID ain't gone. She's spreading around town.
Oh, let's go.
From the White House to your mamas, it's getting pretty scary. Keep yourself in check. Trick or treat. Stay clean or you could be next this Halloween.
Oh, let's go. That's a standing ovation. That's the electricity in the air as folks are ready to do the news. Thank you, Kitty. That's your KC Morning Show.
Did you like that?
I loved it. Did I like it?
Are you just hyping me up?
We had the music, and now we did this. I'm in a certain kind of way. I'm feeling real good. I'm fired up and ready to go.
Good.
Fired up, ready to go. Let's do this. COVID!
In the 9-county area in Kansas City, the daily average of new coronavirus cases is down from a week ago. The average number of daily hospitalizations, though, is up. Tonight, the average number of patients on ventilators is 35. The average number in ICU is 90.
Some late breaking news. Johnson County reporting Friday morning that in the last 14 days, an increase of 1,293 cases. So that again is pretty significant. Wear your mask, please wear your mask. We're talking about school reopenings, and we've heard all sorts of districts now who have went back to the classrooms. A bunch now have taken themselves back out of the classrooms. And as of Friday, the school reopening gating criteria, it's like a rolling total they use to make recommendations. We are still in the orange phase, according to that, with 215 new cases per 100,000 people the last 2 weeks. I can't pretend to know what any of that means, but I do know that it's not great, so stay woke. Got a debate, Kitty. Debate day, Kitty. Are you excited for this? You didn't even know this was happening, did you?
Today?
Yeah, no idea. Yes.
Is the fly coming back?
Mikey P taking them gloves off. Mike Parson and Nicole Galloway, they are debating today, this afternoon.
Missouri will see its first debate for the gubernatorial race this afternoon. That forum was supposed to be late last month, but was pushed back after Governor Mike Parson tested positive for COVID-19. Parson will face off against all three of his challengers. That's Democrat Nicole Galloway, Libertarian nominee Rick Combs, and Green Party nominee Jerome Bauer. The forum runs from 2 to 3:30 this afternoon.
We need a complete reset on our coronavirus strategy. Governor Parson is not taking the steps needed. That a quote from Nicole Galloway. This will be exciting.
My girl.
This will be very exciting. I have never seen Mike debate, because you got to remember, Mike was not elected governor. He was he moved on up like George and Wheezy after Greitens got the old stanky boots. So I am interested to see what he's like under the bright lights.
I would imagine he's kind of like a motel couch with a UV light shining on top of it.
Kitty. Kitty.
Disgusting.
MIZCOVID. Wave that. I'm trying to include both sides of the border war. You know, we got Mizzou, we got KU, Rock Chalk, COVID. They are both now in the same boat. Got those positive tests.
Mizzou head coach Eli Drinkwitz told listeners on his radio program that one player tested positive for the coronavirus. Now, six other players came into contact with that player long enough to warrant the decision to play without all seven players. The Tigers kick off against LSU at Mizzou Saturday morning at 11 a.m. The Kansas Jayhawks announced today head football coach Les Miles tested positive for the coronavirus. No other coaches tested positive. Coach Miles says he will begin isolation immediately. The Jayhawks are not scheduled to play this weekend. Athletic director Jeff Long says if Miles doesn't show any symptoms, he could be on the sidelines when the Jayhawks kick off against West Virginia on the road a week from Saturday.
We are just playing with lives, y'all.
And these are kids. Like, don't forget that these are still kids. Like, where's their union? Where's their rep? You know, this did raise some concerns, especially on the Kansas side in Lawrence. You know, Les Miles throws a radio show every week, and, you know, he's positive for the coronavirus. He had a show. This is the update.
But I guess fortunately for this scenario, it was great that it wasn't busy.
Co-owner of Johnny's, Rick Renfro, says thanks to the COVID protocols they have in place, exposure was limited. And the Lawrence Douglas Health Department agrees, saying in a statement to 41 Action News, quote, At this point, after communication with KU and the owner of Johnny's Tavern West, we would not consider those in general attendance at Wednesday night's airing of Hawk Talk to be at risk for high exposure. Going on to say, quote, this is based on the protocols they had in place and implemented for the show, including social distancing, mask wearing during restaurant movement, and the use of plexiglass barriers.
The health and the safety of our staff and our customers is the most important thing. Everything else is secondary.
You know, the Chiefs were playing the Raiders on Sunday, but now the game after that against the Bills, that's up in the air.
Next week's Chiefs game against the Buffalo Bills looks like it's going to be moving. It was supposed to be Thursday night, but due to the coronavirus outbreak within the league and especially with Tennessee. So here's what's going to happen. The Titans will now play the Bills next Tuesday instead of this Sunday. That means the Chiefs-Bills game that was supposed to be on Thursday moves to Sunday the 18th. The Chiefs still scheduled to play the Las Vegas Raiders this Sunday at Arrowhead.
So according to that audio, it looks like a lot of this really stems off of what other teams do. Like, what are their results? Are they going to come back negative? Are they going to come back positive? This is a tweet breaking from Adam Schefter this morning. So it looks like he says, all the Patriots overnight PCR tests came back negative this morning. Per source. For now, it appears that their protocols have worked. Game is on track for Monday night versus the Broncos. No positive test in Tennessee. This is another tweet he came out with. No positives for the Titans or the Patriots. That means games are now on track to be played. So there you go. That's like four tweets back to back to back. Looks like so far, knock on all the wood, so good. Let's go downtown, Kitty, to the People's City, currently occupying City Hall.
Now day six of activists camping outside City Hall in Kansas City, Missouri. And for the first time, we heard from the woman at the center of the incident that sparked these protests.
Like you said, she's 9 months pregnant. And today, the city council met at 3 o'clock and was expected to address whether or not protesters are technically trespassing here. If the city council said the group is, then Kansas City police would be forced to ask the protesters to leave the property. However, the meeting has wrapped and the matter was not brought up. Now, earlier this afternoon, we did hear from protesters as well as Deja, who reiterated their demands, which include the firing of Police Chief Rick Smith and the officer who arrested Deja.
Chief Rick Smith must go by any means necessary. He can retire, he can be demoted, he can be fired, he can just plain quit, but he needs to get the H up out of here.
Let's see what Mayor Q had to say. Here we go. I think the city council's view, and more broadly the community view, is we can hear different voices. We may disagree on the speech that is being provided, but I think I've said a few times, it's very unlikely that police budget is cut. The city council does not hire and fire the police chief nor individual officers. That said, we certainly respect and recognize voices that are being heard. Okay, so looks like we're about to hit a stalemate, and I'm not sure what happens next. I would love to chat with some more folks from down there. So if you're part of the People's City and you're listening, please hit me up. And if you haven't checked out our interview with Rachel from Wednesday, you should do that, because I thought it was great. A very in-depth look from her voice, from their perspective of what is going on. So if you haven't checked it out, it's in your feeds. You should do that. The Hyperloop. Kitty, have you heard about this story?
Vaguely.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Sort of.
The idea of going to St. Louis in like 30 minutes.
Yes.
So we were like on the short list and we got skipped. Well, they're saying there's a chance.
Despite Missouri not being chosen for the Hyperloop testing track, the Show Me State could still be in the loop to get the Hyperloop. Okay. If you haven't heard of it before, it's a system that allows you to travel from Kansas City to St. Louis in just 30 minutes instead of 3 hours. Virgin Hyperloop chose to build its 6-mile testing track instead in West Virginia. But a Hyperloop executive says this does not mean the company will build its first full commercial route there. The KC Hyperloop team plans to meet with Virgin in the next few weeks to look at the next potential step.
I do the old Norm Stewart method. You know, he would never have anybody spend money in Kansas, you know, because he's a Missouri guy. And so I don't spend money in St. Louis. I will only spend money on the outskirts. If I have a show or something I go to, I will always get gas and snacks on the outskirts before I actually enter city limits. I'm that guy. That's okay. KC for life. For life. Now, I'm going to play the whole audio of this next story. We're going national. We're going to Michigan. And I'm going to play the full audio because I want you to also hear the response to this story, because, again, I think it's important. So here we go to Michigan.
To that chilling bust in Michigan, 13 suspects, members of a militia group, now facing charges in an alleged plot to storm the state house, kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer, and start a civil war.
Two militia groups who were preparing to kidnap and possibly kill me. This morning, these six men are facing federal charges, another seven facing state charges.
The FBI and state police is seen here raiding the home of one of the suspects, took action after they say the men, part of a group called the Wolverine Watchmen, met this week to exchange tactical gear and to pool their money to allegedly buy explosives. The alleged mission, attack the governor before Election Day.
Tensions have been high in Michigan, with militia members, some of them armed, at one point descending on the state house last spring, intimidating lawmakers. At the time, President Trump tweeted there was a need to liberate Michigan, an angry Governor Whitmer calling out the president.
Just last week, the President of the United States stood before the American people and refused to condemn white supremacists and hate groups.
Overnight, the president again criticizing Whitmer on Twitter, saying she has done a terrible job. She locked down her state. Trump taking credit, tweeting in part, "My Justice Department foiled a dangerous plot against the governor. Rather than say thank you, she calls me a white supremacist. Whitmer, open up your state."
I'm not going to stay on the story very long because They got everybody. They're going to prosecute them. And looks like they had some people on the inside. So it was never really any true danger. But this was something that should be taken very, very seriously. You heard that man's response to this. He attacks her after she was... I don't know how you both sides this one. So you heard what you heard. And Election Day is on November 3rd. To debate or not debate? That is the question, Kitty. You like that one?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
A standoff tonight after the Presidential Debate Commission announced next week's Miami Town Hall would go virtual.
I'm not going to waste my time on a virtual debate. That's not what debating's all about. You sit behind a computer and do a debate. It's ridiculous.
The president dropping out days after announcing his COVID diagnosis and suggesting the debate initially set for Thursday should move to the following week. Joe Biden's campaign is rejecting that, saying the president's erratic behavior does not allow him to rewrite the calendar.
We set the dates. I'm sticking with the dates. I'm showing up. I'll be there. And in fact, if he shows up, fine. If he doesn't, fine.
And today, back in the Oval Office in the West Wing.
I don't think I'm contagious at all.
Experts say it's probably too soon for that to be true.
There's science and there's wishful thinking. Science tells us that it really is usually about 10 days after someone is first diagnosed until they're reliably non-infectious.
So now we're not really sure what's going to happen because Biden says he is going to show up, but he also has a town hall plan just in case it doesn't happen. Now Trump says he's going to be there. His doctor released a statement, Navy Commander Sean Conley, that the president had completed his course of therapy. So I don't know what's going to happen. They're just talking back and forth. I don't think any of us need to see another one. I think we're good. Yeah, you good?
I'm okay.
I'm good. And finally, Kitty, let's wrap it up with this. Would you like to make a cool grand, Kitty? A nice, easy $1,000. All you gotta do, it's very simple. All you gotta do is just watch a few movies. Like 24 hours straight of, you know, like horror movies.
What?
Yeah, cabletv.com. They will pay you $1,000. But here's the thing, you get a chance to pick the movies. And they say that anything goes, it just has to be a horror movie. So what's our workaround? We can find some easy horrors. We can find some like 80s.
Am I allowed to just like turn it on and walk away?
No. You gotta watch. You gotta sit down and watch.
Oh.
Glued to the TV like The Exorcist.
Yeah, there's some really good cheesy horror movies like The Killer Tomatoes from Outer Space. I'm not kidding.
You're gonna put on some kind of like Teletubbies horror special?
No, these are real. They were scary. Those tomatoes looked very lifelike.
My name's Hartzell. On the show today, Sean Edwards. Ooh, scary, right? Talking flicks on Friday. Benny Heisler, sports. Oh, up next, it's your KC Morning Show.
That was really a productive segment, wasn't it?
The KC Morning Show.
I'm never going to get over that.
It's my favorite one. It's my favorite.
It's so good.
Kitty! Charlie Hustle Friday. We got some gear on the way. I am pumped for
this.
I am
so excited.
Got them crew necks coming. I went with the white and blue.
It was ash and navy.
Is that
it was ash and navy, and you know I wanted it.
You got some good stuff coming, too. What are you talking about? We got that vote shirt.
Yeah.
The gator is coming, the new Charlie Hustle gator, which I dig. CharlieHustle.com. You get 20% off if you use the promo code KCMS20 communities, the collegiate line. Now, they got this 1K for KC deal that I want to talk about for a second. From November 2020 to January 2021, they're going to provide relief by giving selected families up to $1,000 a month to help with housing expenses. That is, that's amazing. Like, that is... that's awesome. Go donate. Go buy some shirts. CharlieHustle.com. And then the website for the donation is 1K4KC. The dopest gear. The flyest merch. Looks so fresh and so clean, clean. Kitty, what's that promo code?
KCMS20, baby.
Baby!
Greetings, Hartzell. Search the force. And a tremor I have felt. It was you. Your ego just busted a planet.
The KC Morning Show.
Not only a film critic, now he's an entrepreneur. He's got a building in the making, cultural hub in Roots. Sean Edwards, what's going on, yeah, brother?
I love your intros, man. You always get me like pumped up. They're mad, energetic. Yeah, I love it, man. I love it, man. You're helping me get through the pandemic. I can't believe we're on month number 7. We're 2 months away from a baby.
Sean, you got to give us the update. What's going on with the project?
Oh, man, the project's looking good. We've been inside the building, walking the building, just trying to figure out like what the interiors are going to look like. You know, building that foundation, just making sure that, you know, you got to make sure that the core is there. You know, the guts got to be right. The plumbing and the foundation and the ceiling and the roof and the windows and the doors. You know, we're just getting the basics, and then we're going to jump in and start creating what it's actually going to look like, and then announcing the programming that will actually go inside the building that will make the building live and breathe and hopefully bring some new energy to the 18th and Vine Historic Jazz District. We're going to put a new focus on it. You know, we're going to do it all, man. And we're definitely going to put an emphasis on movies because that's what I know. So I have to sort of stay in that lane. But we're also going to tread on your territory, too, because we want to create a center where people can come in and produce their own podcast and start sharing their experiences and stories, you know, to the entire world, but utilizing the building as a hub.
Everybody's a content creator now. Let's have a way that we can share that stuff with the world, especially if we can put a KC twist to it.
Amen. Take it to church. Everyone is a content creator. You know, everyone's trying to, like, you know, we passing the plate because everybody needs some dollars. Everybody's in it right now, man. Everybody's telling their stories. It's cool, though. It's fun, man.
I think we've gotten a chance to, in the pandemic, take a second to reevaluate and reassess everything, right?
Like, work on the shot, man. Like, you know, how Kobe and Michael Jordan spent hours in the gym. You know, I've been in the brainstorming gym. I've been in the gym. I've been shooting. You know, I've changed my attitude. I know a lot of people think that, you know, the past 7 months have been mad negative. You know, you go on social media, everybody's like, 2020 sucks. Yeah, 2020 is horrible. I hate 2020. Yo, I'm going to stay positive. Some good things have happened in 2020. Like I said, I've been working on my post-pandemic plan. I don't think this would have happened. And the pandemic has been great for independent filmmakers. The fact that no blockbusters are getting released at the multiplex has allowed a lot of movies that probably wouldn't have got any shine at all, they're living. This weekend, like, if you like small independent movies, this is a great weekend because this weekend's releases look a lot like America. We're going to start first with a movie. It's on Apple TV called On the Rocks, starring Bill Murray, Rashida Jones, and Marlon Wayans.
So Dean's going away a lot, huh? On business trips?
Dad.
Raise your hand if that sounds fishy.
He's not like you. He's a good guy, a great dad.
Sure.
Maybe he's just not interested in me anymore.
Impossible. For women that are most beautiful between the ages of 35 and 39.
Great. So I have many months left.
And I know, you're like, Marlon Wayans, this must be mad funny, but it's not. It's a serious drama about marriage. It's directed by Sofia Coppola. I don't love everything she does, but everything she does is always interesting. She has sort of like this unique, like, style. The dialogue is always just a little dry. It's borderline dark, but there's always some humorous moments, and the pacing's very deliberate, aka a tad bit slow, but it works for how she's trying to tell her story. And Marlon Wayans and Rashida Jones are in a marriage, and Rashida Jones believes that he's having an affair, and her dad is Bill Murray, and he encourages her to investigate whether or not he's actually cheating on her. It's a wonderful film. I mean, it's very layered. What you're seeing is not what you're seeing. It's just a really great job of directing. And, I mean, Bill Murray and his thing is so dope. He may get nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah, I love all these people. This is like the big three. I love this.
Yeah. This movie's dope. This is for the grown and sexy. This is a very adult movie, but it's good. I know a lot of people are probably going to compare it to A Marriage Story, which came out on Netflix last year. But they're completely different. The only thing they have in common is it's about a couple that's married that's going through a relationship. Other than that, they're completely different.
On that KCMS meter, remember that thing? Yeah, we're bringing that bad boy back. Is this one hot, cold, or warm? Where are we at?
No, this one's hot. This one's definitely hot.
Nice. Started off hot.
You got to listen closely. Yeah, you got to listen closely when I drop this next title, because it's going to be tricky to you if you haven't heard of it yet.
Okay.
It's called The 40-Year-Old Version, not virgin, version. VERSION.
How are you? Good. Archie tells me you're teaching.
How's somebody who ain't had no real hit gonna tell me how to write a play? She ain't no Tyler Perry.
I did win a 30 Under 30 award. Yes, it was quite a couple of years ago.
What do I gotta do? Write a slave musical, an all-white play?
This some bullshit.
Now, this movie's dope. It's directed by this lady by the name of Rada Banks. She's a newcomer. She's a 40-year-old black woman. The movie shot in black and white. It reminds me a lot of the 1986 Spike Lee classic, She's Gotta Have It. Sort of got that feel and quirkiness. At one point, she was an up-and-coming, rising playwright, but her career never took off. And now she's in her 40s, and she's trying to rediscover herself, and she starts rapping. So dope.
I don't think I've seen anything about this movie, Sean, and it looks so good. I'm reading just the description right now. It looks cool. The description is dope. I love this.
The movie's hot. So this is a great weekend for movies. The movie's hot.
So this one's hot. Okay, we two for two, Sean.
Uncharted territory.
And we can get this one on, you said, Netflix, right?
That's a Netflix joint. Okay, number three.
Let's go.
I love setting this one up. Okay, it's called Yellow Rose, like the color. Yellow Rose. Small indie coming-of-age story about a Philippine-American teenager who's mad fascinated with country music.
Okay.
See, there you go.
I fell in love with country music when I was a little girl.
When are you gonna let me hear you play?
If you're too scared to perform them songs, I'll run away. Ain't gonna do no good. With
nowhere to go. I received another letter.
Does anyone else here reside with you? Is there anyone who lives here?
No.
No one resides with you?
No.
No other residents?
Ah!
Hey!
Ah!
Hey!
Where are they taking you off?
That aspirations are becoming famous, except there's one problem. Her mom is an undocumented immigrant, snatched up by ICE.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I know, right? You didn't see that coming.
Sure did not.
Yeah. Yeah, man, her mom got snatched up by ICE. Now she's got to figure out, man, you know, I'm out here in this mean, cold world. I want to be a country singer. My mom's gone. I got to hustle, make some money. And, you know, she's just trying to find her way, man. It's crazy, but she develops a friendship with a guy by the name of Del Watson. He's an actual country singer who plays himself. So, yeah, it's dope. He actually contributed quite a few songs to the soundtrack. So, like, the country music in the movie's banging. Like, she can sing. I had fun this week watching movies, man. I was watching everything with a big fat, like, you know, like, you know, on picture day when you're in the kindergarten, I was smiling like that. The last time we had a good weekend like this, I think the Fat Boys broke up.
That's been a minute. Man, every time you get a chance to throw in a Fat Boys reference, you always do.
The Fat Boys is the greatest hip-hop group of all time.
Next week, you brought up Fat Boys. Next week, I want us to all watch the trailer for Fat Man. Have you seen this yet?
No, no. What is that?
Go watch Mel Gibson do a dumb thing. You're going to love it. We're going to talk about it next week, too. I'm going to make you talk about it.
Man, you just said Mel Gibson. That's like pouring a bowl of Captain Crunch and going to the refrigerator and the milk is spoiled.
All right, brother. You have homework now. We're going to chat next week.
All right. I'm going to check it out, man.
I don't know. I'm making this up as I go.
The KC Morning Show.
Sports! Let's do a sports thing. Sports Illustrated's very own Benny Heisler back on your KC Morning Show. Benny, are we going to get some football this weekend or what?
Oh, we're gonna get some football. It'll just be a question of how much real football we get. And there's still like some moving parts. Like you're starting to see like the NFL schedule start to change a little bit. And there's like a Monday game and possibly a Sunday or a Tuesday game. So it's just hard to keep up with right now. Like, I just feel like I was putting together like a DraftKings lineup today, and I was like, oh, I really like this guy. Oh, he's not available. Oh, what about this guy? Ah, he's not available either. So you got another doubleheader on Monday night this week. Now the Broncos and the Patriots, they got moved out of Sunday. They're now Monday. The Chargers and the Saints, they're the real Monday night football game. Now Buffalo and Tennessee, because of all the latest crap that's been going on with the Titans and their COVID situation, they're now playing Tuesday night football. And that's only dependent on whether or not they don't have any more positive cases the rest of the week. So this whole thing's a mess.
I didn't know we could hop over weeks like that.
I didn't know that either, man. the NFL is trying to do whatever they can to get their money, try and figure out any way to keep these games going. So the game was initially scheduled for Thursday, October 15th. It was going to be Chiefs going to Bills. It was going to be an awesome matchup, too. Both teams are 4-0. They got an MVP caliber quarterback this year in Josh Allen. And so this is going to be like a really legitimately good game, I think. Bills got a really good defense as well. But now that's being pushed, and I think it's going to become a Sunday game, assuming that everything stays on track. And so that way, you know, assuming anything continues to move around, because the Chiefs were at one point going to have 3 games in about 10 days. So the whole thing is ever-changing. All I know for now is that this Thursday game that was initially scheduled, that's going to be pushed back, and I don't think there's going to be a Thursday night game next week.
This is a fantasy week where we're going to need some help. Benny, who you got?
All right, I'm going to try and help you guys win $1 million this week. Ooh, you're going to go and play the Millie Maker on DraftKings. So I think there's a few different options that you can start off with, right? Remember what we talked about before, Hartle. Like, always look at those totals of a lot of these different NFL games, and you're seeing a lot of the NFL over-unders like in the mid-50s this week. It's kind of insane. You know, you're looking at the Sunday night game. You have the Vikings and the Seahawks. That total is at 57. Raiders and Chiefs is at 55. Jacksonville and Houston, that's at 54. Giants and Cowboys, 54. And there's so many games right now that are all like in the 50s. And normally it's like just a couple each week. So there's plenty of opportunities and matchups to target. I think I'm going to the Houston Texans bandwagon, and there's not a lot of people on it right now considering that they're 0-4, but they get Jacksonville. Jacksonville's been really bad against the run. They're going to open up their playbook a little bit because they just fired their head coach. So I think there's been a lot of relief right now in Houston. They feel like, okay, we've moved on from a guy. You know, Bill O'Brien, remember, he was up 24-0 on the Chiefs in the playoffs. Last year, they ended up getting blown out by 20-plus points. He never won another game for Houston.
You're saying nobody's on the bandwagon. They don't have a coach to steer the bandwagon.
Well, they do now, and it's a familiar name. It's Romeo Crennel.
Hey, what up, Romeo?
What's up, Romeo? By the way, I'm still taking pain medicine for the surgery, so I apologize if I brought this up the last time I was on the KC Morning Show. All-time Romeo Crennel, great quote, is he was trying to explain, you know what happens when you assume. The correct answer to that expression is you make an ass of you and me, but I think he forgot the expression because he said, you know what happens when you assume? I mean, boom. Yeah. Bro, that ain't the expression. I just think Houston puts up a bunch of points. I think Deshaun Watson is just like gets a lot of stress off. I think he has a really solid game. His running back, David Johnson, is in a really good matchup. Will Fuller has a chance to catch a long touchdown. Brandon Cooks, who at one point was like a legitimate solid wide receiver in the league. You know, he had a zero catch game last week. So all these guys, I think, are in play going up against Jacksonville. So I'm going to be having a lot of Houston Texans on my team. I like Juju Smith-Schuster of the Pittsburgh Steelers this week. He's got a fantastic matchup against Philadelphia. There's a lot of really intriguing names this week that I think might be a little bit under the radar, because I think a lot of people are just going to play a lot of Cowboys, and they're going to play a lot of New York Giants because the Cowboys defense sucks. And they're going to play a lot of Chiefs because the Raiders have given up some points this year. But remember, if you differentiate your lineup a little bit, if you go for those lower ownership guys, you might have a better chance to go ahead and get some opportunities here that you may not get because the ownership levels are going to be a little bit lower.
Chiefs taking on the Raiders, Benny. We got kick at noon. I need you to break us off of that preview. Who do you think is an early vote getter for that KC Morning Showman of the game? There it is. I got to get it. We got to get a trophy or something made, right?
So I've done two of these now, right? The first one was Andy Reid's visor, but I ended up doing that post game.
Yep.
Second one, I predicted Harrison Butker, and I think I got him before he had that meltdown. Yep. I don't know. Maybe I was wrong. My guy this week will actually be somebody that people know. And I think Clyde Edwards-Helaire is in line for a big game against the Raiders. They've been bad against the run this year. The Chiefs are big favorites at home. Normally that indicates that in the second half, they're able to just take control of the game. They're able to run it down their throats. It kind of reminds me of what we saw in that game against Houston, where the Chiefs were big favorites, and they just let Clyde Edwards-Helaire run all over them when he had the 25 and 138 in the touchdown. I think he has a big game. I think he's in line for a really solid outing, and I will make him my Kansas City showman of the week.
Benny Heisler, Sports Illustrated. Benny Heisler, y'all don't know this, but my man right now, you know, we're talking to a sports great right here. He is fighting adversity. He is looking adversity in the face right now. My man had surgery. This is better than Jordan in the flu game. This is better than Willis Reed on the court in 1970, whatever. No, this is Benny damn Heisler, ladies and gentlemen, on your KC Morning Show.
First of all, Heisler, I appreciate the fact that you will always be the ultimate hype man and my guy and my therapist on this show. I will always be grateful for that. But I did a radio hit on Thursday in St. Louis with our buddy Brandon Kiley, who used to work over at 610, my guy, BK. And his co-host is a guy by the name of Jamie Rivers, who played like 16 years in the NHL. And so Kiley was like, Heist, you know, I appreciate you coming on. You know, my guy just had hernia surgery. And I'm like, listen, man, like, I appreciate that. But a hockey player is sitting next to you. You know what those guys put their body through? That guy's probably played with, like, 8 broken teeth, 3 broken noses, cracked ribs, like all at the same time. And here I am going like, oh, you know, I haven't heard yet. So I appreciate it. Like, everything is relative. But like in that situation, I just felt like a wuss.
That's why you only talk to me, Benny, because I moisturize for a living. You got nothing to worry about. You will always, always be the toughest man in the room if you're standing next to me.
All right. Well, we can make that happen then.
Benny Heisler, the toughest man in the room. Guaranteed. We'll chat on Monday, brother.
Amen.
The KC Morning Show.
Kitty, what we got going on, huh? We got a weekend in store. Conditions are ideal. Looks like it's going to be a lovely, lovely weather. Let's weekend. Kitty, where can people find you?
At Holy Hearts.
You can get me on them socials at Hartzell965. Good week. Another good week of shows. And seriously, I would suggest you going back, listen to that interview I did with Rachel from the People's City. I really thought that was good stuff. Love you, Kansas City. My name is Hartzell. Kitty, shall we run it back on Monday?
I'll be back.
Okay.
The KC Morning Show.
We'll see you in the morning.
Meow.